Come on.
Michael Malice here. I've got a case of the Mondays, but you've got a case of some fresh nightshade to enjoy. Our top story tonight, a Connecticut woman is saying that former Vice President Joe Biden touched her inappropriately and rubbed noses with her. I didn't even know he was an Eskimo. During a 2009 political fundraiser in Greenwich when he was Vice President. This is drawing further scrutiny to the Democrat and his history of unwanted contact with women and children as he ponders a presidential run. It wasn't sexual, according to Amy Lapos, but he did grab me by the head. Nothing sexual here at all. He put his hand around my neck and pulled me in to rub noses with me. When he was pulling me in, I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth. You sure got a pretty mouth. Lapos posted about the alleged incident on the Facebook page of Connecticut Women in Politics Sunday in response to a similar account by former Nevada legislator Lucy Flores, which comes as Biden is considering a 2020 run for president. Flores accused Biden of kissing her on the back of her head in 2014 when she was a candidate for lieutenant governor. Lapos, who's 43, is now a freelance worker with nonprofit agencies, and she said she felt extremely uncomfortable when Biden approached her at the 2009 fundraiser for U.S. Representative Jim Hines, Democrat from the 4th District of Connecticut, where she was volunteering. At the time, Lapos was a congressional aide to Hines, who she said was not in the room when this incident took place. So why did she say anything? She goes, "I never filed a complaint. To be honest, he was the vice president. I was a nobody. There's absolutely a line of decency. There's a line of respect. Crossing that line is not grandfatherly. It's not cultural. It's not affection. It's sexism or misogyny." A spokeswoman for Biden declined to respond to allegations by Lapos and instead offered a statement that Biden issued yesterday about this controversy. Quote, "In my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort. And not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately." Well, that's the fucking problem now, isn't it? That's really amazing. "If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully, but it was never my intention. I may not recall these moments the same way, and I may be surprised at what I hear. But we have arrived at an important time when women feel they can and should relate their experiences, and men should pay attention. And I will." Well, the problem is you're paying too much attention to how their hair smells, isn't it? Hines, who is in his sixth year as congressman for Southwestern Connecticut, said he first heard today about the allegations by Lapos and was not prepared to immediately comment. I'm just imagining his phone ringing and being like, "Yeah, any comment about Joe Biden giving an Eskimo kiss to one of your volunteers?" What? The $1,000 a plate luncheon with Biden took place on October 5th, 2009 at the Cliffdale Road home of affordable housing developer Ron Malis, no relation. Future Senators Dick Blumenthal and Chris Murphy were in attendance, as well as future Governor Daniel O'Malley, or Daniel Malloy, some call him. I think the former governor was O'Malley. Anyway, Biden spoke for about 20 minutes outside the home on a terrace, which was open to the media. Reporters were not allowed inside the house, which is where Lapos said the incident took place. Lapos appeared in three photos with Biden at the event, which she said were taken after his remarks and before the incident. She said she was in the kitchen with four or five other volunteers when Biden moved toward her. Now, Ben Nat, who's a major contributor to Democrats and an Easton resident, Easton, Connecticut, that is, said he and his wife had their photo taken with Biden and did not witness anything questionable. Oh, well, if he took a photo with me normally, obviously he didn't do anything to anyone else. This makes perfect sense. The entire photo session was in good fun, and Joe did nothing inappropriate, said Nat, who shared photos from the event with the Hartford Courant. The fact that you're calling him Joe kind of tells me that you're on his team. In her Facebook post, Lapos used the pseudonym Alice Paul, who is a suffragist. Oh, shit. The PC police have gotten to them. It used to be suffragette, and now they're saying suffragist. That is so, like, the way the word actress fell away. One of the funniest thing, when I was working on the book Dear Reader in North Korea, they used the term doctoress. Wow. The suffragist who championed the 19th Amendment, a.k.a. the Mistaken Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, and the ERA, to discuss her exchange with Biden. Biden did something similar to me at a fundraiser in Greenwich when I was a congressional aide, Lapos wrote in her Facebook post. I'm really disappointed to see this post ask thoughts as if the grossness of men invading women's boundaries to sniff and touch is debatable. And shame on some of the women here excusing this as boys being boys, or it's not as bad as Trump. I can speak from experience when I say it's an incredibly uncomfortable situation and not at all acceptable. We need to hold our men to the same standards we hold all men. Lapos said that Democrats cannot condone Biden's behavior and anoint him as a presidential candidate while at the same time condemning President Trump for his sexist treatment of women. If Biden truly supports women and gender equality, he would step aside and support one of the many talented and qualified women running, she said. The same goes for the other men who have thrown their hat in the ring. Women are 52% of the population. We're not a minority. We're the majority. It is time we are represented as such. After 45 male presidents, it is time we elect a woman. What about James Buchanan? Biden said in his statement Sunday that he has a strong record of supporting women. I will also remain the strongest advocate I can be for the rights of women, he said. I will fight to build on the work I've done in my career to end violence against women and ensure women are treated with the equality they deserve. I will continue to surround myself with trusted women advisors who challenge me to see different perspectives than my own, and I will continue to speak out on these vitally important issues where there's much more progress to be made and crucial fights that must be waged and won. I commented on this on Twitter earlier. I think this is quite interesting, the fact that this might be the first case I've seen. Richard Armand Mills called into the show in the past, and he's the one who kind of broke the story because he pulled together this collection of Joe Biden just creepily touching, you know, children, even 10 years old, I don't know how old they were. And there was he had a tweet storm, and Twitter was kind of shadow banning it. And this might be the first case in memory where I can see the anti-establishment left and the anti-establishment right coming together to kind of take someone out the kneecaps before they've even started. There have been other cases where they teamed before. Someone on Twitter gave me a good counterexample of Thatcher in her last years. That was kind of – but in all these cases, I think this is somewhat unprecedented. And I think it's great. The more unorthodox views you have in politics or in life, the better it was going to be for us as a culture. And it's going to be – that's how you have innovation. It's how you allow views that are not typical and mainstream. And the thing is – the other thing I tweeted out today, Joe Biden has been in politics for decades. I think he was like the youngest senator ever elected, something extremely young. He's been at this a long time. So 2 points. One is, when you've been at it a long time and the issues flip back and forth, you know, like drug legalization was a Democrat issue. Now many Republicans are espousing it. At some point, you're going to be on the wrong side of the issue just because of how the cultural cycles, number one. And number two is, he's seen a lot of shit in his time. I think he did not see this coming because he saw it from the right bubbling over last year. Nothing happened. And now that it's coming at the left, he doesn't know what to do. And he's just like, are you fucking kidding me? Because I believe him when he thinks he doesn't think he did anything inappropriate. And that is the problem. However, I myself do not have a problem. So we will have updates on Brexit. And until then, tomorrow, I will wish you sweet dreams. evening. Michael Malice here. I've got a case of the Mondays, but you've got a fresh case of Nightshade for you to enjoy. Our top story tonight, a Connecticut woman says Joe Biden touched her inappropriately and rubbed noses with her during a 2009 political fundraiser in Greenwich when he was vice president. This is drawing further scrutiny to the Democrat and his history of unwanted contact with women as he ponders a presidential run. It wasn't sexual, but he did grab me by the head, Amy Lapos told The Current on today. He put his hand around my neck, I guess it's this one, and pulled me in to rub noses with me. When he was pulling me in, I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth. He sure got a pretty mouth. Lapos posted about the alleged incident on the Facebook page of the Connecticut Women in Politics yesterday in response to a similar account by former Nevada legislator Lucy Flores, which comes as Biden is considering a 2020 run for president. This would be his third run, I believe. Flores accused Biden of kissing her on the back of her head in 2014 when she had been a candidate for lieutenant governor. Now, Lapos, who's 43 and is now a freelance worker with nonprofit agencies, said she felt extremely uncomfortable when Biden approached her at the 2009 fundraiser for U.S. Representative Jim Hines. He's the Democrat representing the 4th District of Connecticut, where she was volunteering. At the time, Lapos was a congressional aide to Hines, who she said was not in the room when this incident allegedly took place. I never filed a complaint, to be honest, because he was the vice president. I was a nobody, Lapos said. There's absolutely a line of decency. There's a line of respect. Crossing that line is not grandfatherly. It's not cultural. It's not affection. It's sexism or misogyny. And I'll defend her. People throw around the word sexism a lot. The idea that you have a right, I don't mean right in a legal sense, but just like you, what you can get away with, to put your hands on people and be presumptuous about that, there is a form of sexism there. And this historically, it's the kind of thing where guys would just touch women in ways they're uncomfortable. Women were not in a position to respond. So a spokeswoman for Biden declined to respond to the allegations by Lapos, and instead, she offered a statement that Biden issued yesterday about the Flores controversy. In my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort. And not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately, Biden said. If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully. But it was never my intention. He didn't do nothing. I feel like Tlaib. He didn't do nothing. But it was never my intention. I may not recall these moments the same way, and I may be surprised at an important time when women feel they can and should relate their experiences and men can pay attention, and I will. Hines, who's in his sixth term as the congressman for the Southwestern Connecticut, said he first learned Monday about the allegations by Lapos and was not prepared to immediately comment. The $1,000 plate luncheon with Biden took place October 5th, 2009. I think that was a Tuesday, at the Clipsdale Road home of affordable housing developer Ron Mellis, who is my uncle. Future Senators Richard Blumenthal, thank you for your service, and Chris Murphy were in attendance, as was future Governor Daniel Malloy. Biden spoke for about 20 minutes outside the home on a terrace, which was open to the media. Reporters were not allowed inside the home, which is where Lapos said the incident took place. Now, Lapos appeared in three photos with Biden at the event, which she said were taken after his remarks, but before the incident. She said she was in the kitchen with 4 to 5 other volunteers when Biden moved toward her. Bob Matt, who's a major contributor to Democrats and an Eastern Connecticut resident, said he and his wife had their photo taken with Biden and didn't witness anything questionable. Was that something? The entire photo, the thing is, if this is the thing, like, if no, look at this photo, you know, we have for Biden right here. If someone's doing something inappropriate in full view, they can get away with it for two reasons. In their mind, no one said anything, so it's okay, including the person who's being aggressed against in the broadest sense of the term aggressed. And the other people won't register anything because no one made a fuss about it. So when Nat here says the entire photo session was in good fun and Joe did nothing inappropriate, you wouldn't remember it if he had. If he's just rubbing noses with someone, you would just, you know, it's not something you remember. You remember, holy shit, the vice president's in my house. And look at those hair plugs. They look like doll hair. In her Facebook post, Lapost used the pseudonym Alice Paul, the suffragette who championed the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote, which they've squandered ever since, and the Equal Rights Amendment. This was to discuss her exchange with Biden. Biden did something similar to me at a fundraiser in Greenwich when I was a congressional aide, she wrote in her Facebook post. I'm really disappointed to see this post ask thoughts as if the grossness of men invading women's boundaries to sniff and touch is debatable. And shame on some of the women here excusing this as boys being boys or it's not as bad as Trump. I can speak from experience when I say it's an incredibly uncomfortable situation and not at all acceptable. We need to hold our men to the same standards we hold all men. Lapost said Democrats cannot condone Biden's behavior and anoint him as a presidential candidate while at the same time condemning President Trump for his sexist treatment of women. If Biden truly supports women and gender equality, he would step aside and support one of the many talented and qualified women running, she said. The same goes for the other men who have thrown their hats into the ring. Women are 52% of the population. We're not a minority. We're the majority. It is time we represent as such. After 45 male presidents, it is time we elect a woman. Biden said in his statement Sunday that he has a strong record of supporting women. I will also remain the strongest advocate I can be for the rights of women, Biden said. I will fight to build on the work I've done in my career to end violence against women and ensure women are treated with the equality they deserve. I will continue to surround myself with trusted women advisors who challenge me to see perspectives different from my own, and I will continue to speak out on these vitally important issues where there is much more progress to be made and crucial fights that must be waged and won. And I will continue sniffing the hair of little kids because no more tears is a message we need for America, the former vice president concluded. I think this looks much worse for him than it does at surface, because when someone does something bad, they can say, you know what, I did something wrong, I own it, I apologized. When someone does something creepy and weird, it's really hard to kind of explain that away. Because then you're like, well, why'd you do it to begin with? It's like, I'm sorry I've been sniffing people's hair inappropriately for decades. I'm sorry I did an Eskimo kiss to this lady. This is not stuff that most people can wrap their heads around, especially when there's so many photos and it's been going on for decades. And the common thread is I invade people's space and I act inappropriately. So it's hard to own it when there's dozens of cases, many such cases, as opposed to when there's one person where you might be able to sit down with them and go, you know what? Let's make this a teaching moment for the men of America. I did the wrong thing. Tell me how you feel. I'm sorry. Will you accept my apology? How can we move forward? Tell me what someone in my position should do to make amends if they thought they were doing they didn't realize they were doing the wrong thing. Like, he can exploit that, you know, if he were smart. And I don't think he's a dumb politician, although he's kind of puts his foot in his mouth many times. But when it's this many and they're this young, you get this whole creepy pedo vibe. That's really, really a very bad place to be, especially Elizabeth Warren has already come out against him. She could not wait to stick that knife in his back. So the real question on the campaign trail is going to be, who's the biggest sociopath? Is it Kirsten Gillibrand, Amy Klobuchar, or Liz Warren, who I hadn't thought of as a sociopath before, but she's really going this direction. I think Trump has really fucked her up. I think he's fucked her shit up really bad. And now she's thinking you have to be this kind of venal Hillary Clinton, Selena Meyer type, because she doesn't know what else to do. Because when she acted nice and kind of fought for her values, he made her a laughingstock, and that broke her brain. So we'll have a lot more to cover tomorrow, including Brexit and the establishment coming around to try to defend Biden and run interference for him. But until then, I wish you nothing but sweet dreams.
Hey guys, real life Peter Griffin here. You know what really grinds my gears? Racism. I mean, the only things that I am intolerant of are giant chickens and Meg. I think there's two things that we can all agree on. Number one, we all need oxygen to breathe. And number two, 90% of Sean Paul's lyrics are indecipherable.
And girl, I want to be the papa, you can be the mom, oh oh.
What? And under no circumstances should you ever say any word. Hi guys, real life Peter Griffin here. You know what really grinds my gears? Racism. I mean, the only things that I am intolerant of are giant chickens and Meg. I think there's two things that we can all agree on. Number one, we all need oxygen to breathe. And number two, 90% of Sean Paul's lyrics are indecipherable.
And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom, oh oh.
What? And under no circumstances should you ever say any words like Iggy Azalea. I mean, the only N-word that we drop on a daily basis in my house is Nachos Bel Grande. Oh boy, Nachos Bel Grande! Oh God.
All kidding aside, I don't think racism is cool.
Good evening, Michael Malice here. I've got a case of the Mondays, but you've got a case of Nightshade for you to enjoy. Our top story today, a Connecticut woman says Joe Biden touched her inappropriately and rubbed noses with her during a 2009 political fundraiser in Greenwich when he was vice president, drawing further scrutiny to the Democrat and his history of unwanted contact with women as he ponders a presidential run. It wasn't sexual, but he did grab me by by the head, Amy Lapos told the Hartford Courant today. He put his hand around my neck and pulled me in to rub kisses with me when he was pulling me in. I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth. She did not say whether that would have been a good thing or a bad thing. Lapos posted about the alleged incident in the Facebook page of Connecticut Women in Politics yesterday in response to a similar account by former Nevada legislator Lucy Flores, which comes as Biden is considering a 2020 run for president. Flores accused Biden of kissing her on the back of her head in 2014 when she was a candidate for lieutenant governor. Now, Lapos, who's 43 years old and is now a freelance worker with nonprofit agencies, says she felt extremely uncomfortable when Biden approached her at the 2009 fundraiser for U.S. Representative Jim Hines, who's the Democrat from the 4th District of Connecticut, where she was volunteering. At the time, Lapos was a congressional aide to Hines, who she said was not in the room when the incident took place. Is this the camera? Oh. No, I'll do it this way. I never filed a complaint, to be honest, because he was the vice president. I was a nobody, Lapos said. There's absolutely a line of decency. There's a line of respect. Considering crossing that line is not grandfatherly, it's not cultural, it's not affection, it's sexism or misogyny. A spokeswoman for Biden declined to respond to the allegations by Lapos and instead offered a statement that Biden issued yesterday about the Flores controversy. In my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort. And not once, never did I believe I acted inappropriately, Biden said. If it suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully. But it was never my intention. I may not recall these moments the same way, and I may be surprised at what I hear. But we have arrived at an important time when women feel they can and should relate their experiences and men should pay attention. And I will. Hines, who's in his sixth term as congressman for Southwestern Connecticut, said he first learned yet today about the allegations by Lapos and was not prepared to immediately comment. I think that's interesting that he hears this And it's such a political thing, like, do I come out against Biden? As opposed to, like, okay, this is fucked up. I mean, it's just really kind of weird. Or how do I, you know, play both sides against the middle? You know, I want to defend women, but I want to not defend this. It's just, you guys should really watch the debut of Veep, the last season of Veep, which aired yesterday. It was brilliant. And there's just one line, there's like a school shooting or a mall shooting during the episode. And Selena, the character played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, said, is it a Muslim or a white guy? And they're like, we don't know. She's like, which one's better for me? And he goes, Muslim. She's like, oh, okay, let's pray for that. It's just like, and just a matter of fact. The $1,000 per plate luncheon was held on October 5th, 2009 at the Cliffdale Road home of affordable housing developer Ron Malice, who is my son. Future Senators Dick Blumenthal and Chris Murphy were in attendance, as was future Governor Daniel P. Malloy. Biden spoke for 20 minutes outside the home, which was open to the media, but reporters were not allowed inside the house. Can you blame them? You don't want to let those people in. They're firefighters. They only are allowed in the house when there's fire, which is where Lapo said the incident took place. Lapo appeared in three photos with Biden at the event, which she said were taken after his remarks, but before this alleged incident took place. She said she was in the kitchen with four or five other people when Biden moved toward her. Bob Natt, who's a major contributor to Democrats and an Easton, Connecticut resident, said that he and his wife had their photo taken with the former vice president and did not witness anything questionable. The entire photo session was in good fun, and Joe did nothing inappropriate, said Natt, who had shared photos from the event with The Current. I love it how someone says that they were made to feel gross, and he's not a party to it, and he's just like, yeah, maybe someone felt gross or not, but look at these cool photos I took with the vice president. Like, put those in the newspaper so I can put them in my fridge. Jeez, my wine fridge. In her Facebook post, Lapos used the pseudonym Alice Paul, who's a suffragette who championed the worst amendment, the 19th Amendment, well, one of the worst, which gave women the right to vote and took away, nah, we're going to take that out in post, and as well as the Equal Rights Amendment to discuss her exchange with Biden. Biden did something similar to me at a fundraiser in Greenwich when I was as a congressional aide. I'm really disappointed to see this Facebook post ask for thoughts as if the grossness of men invading women's boundaries to sniff and touch is debatable. Well, it is kind of debatable because everyone has their own lines. Like, for example, there's many articles in women's websites. Like, okay, if you're at a meeting, if someone gives you a kiss in the cheek, what's appropriate? A hug, handshake. And these things change across time, and they change across culture. I'm not saying you go into office, you can pinch some lady's ass like you did back in the day. But if someone's from Italy and the guy gives a woman a kiss in the cheek, it is certainly debatable. Okay, is that crossing a line? There's plenty of debate here. I'm not saying that necessarily applies to Biden per se, but it certainly is an issue in a broader context.
The saying also goes that it's only creepy if he's ugly.
Well, yeah, like Chris Rock had that bit that if Clarence Thomas looked like Denzel Washington, Anita Hill would have never happened because he'd be like, oh, Clarence, get it, you nasty with your fine self.
Exactly.
But in this case, honestly, it would make more sense. Even if Brad Pitt goes up to her as an example of a hunk and starts giving her an Eskimo kiss on her nose, it's not like, okay, it's still like, what the fuck did Brad Pitt just do to me? It's like, he could have made out with me. I would have been down for it. But like this is just weird. Shame on some of the women here excusing this as boys being boys, or it's not as bad as Trump. I can speak from experience when I say it's an incredibly uncomfortable situation, not at all acceptable. We need to hold our men to the same standards that we hold all men. Lapo said the Democrats cannot condone Biden's behavior and anoint him as a presidential candidate while at the same time condemning Donald Trump for his sexist treatment of women. If Biden truly supports women and gender equality, he would step aside and support one of the many talented and qualified women running, she said, declining to name who these women might be. The same goes for the other men who have thrown their hat in the ring. You know, I don't think women throw hats in the ring. They throw underwear. I'm old timey. Women are 52% of the population. We're not a minority. We are the majority. It is time we are represented as such. After 45 male presidents, it is time we elect a woman. So we will have a lot more on this story tomorrow as well as we're taping, Brexit is having a complete meltdown. So until then, I'll wish you nothing but April Fools. I hope they don't have diabetes.